And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today in the show, we are going to talk about helping the ungodly, in particular, we're going to discuss a scripture from 2 Chronicles chapter 19 in light of recent events pertaining to Turkey and the president of Turkey, the current president, Erdogan, and the sale of F-35 fighter jets to the country Turkey. Turkey, which is a Muslim nation and a partner in NATO. Now, this is a new story they've got on Front Page Mag. The headline says, "Rift grows between Congress and Pentagon over weapons transfer to Turkey." Okay? And these new fighter jets, these F-35 fighter jets, are state-of-the-art fighter jets, some of the newest models, and they are, in fact, if you look them up online, you will find, just under Wikipedia, they have the F-35A prototype being towed to its inauguration ceremony back in 2006, and it shows, they call it the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. That's written on the side of the plane. And if you look at the photograph that they have on Wikipedia, you see all of these flags of countries in NATO. And you got the United States, Great Britain, there's Italy, France, and then Turkey. And it goes on with Canada and so on. But you've got Turkey there. All of the other flags that they show are of historically Christian countries. They've got, as I said before, they've got the United States, Great Britain, they've got Italy, France, they've got Canada, they have Australia, and then they have the last two are Denmark and Norway. These are all historically Christian countries. The one odd man out is Turkey. Turkey should not be part of this collection here because the Turks are notorious anti-Christ mass murderers of Christians. They are rapists and murderers and slavers throughout history against Christian people and all the way into the 20th century and really throughout the 20th century. And under Erdogan, under his leadership, they have become an increasingly hostile country. Erdogan now is making all of these predictions about how there's going to be a war between the cross and the crescent. He's been making these kind of statements. We talked about earlier in the year the fact that Turkey wants to invade the Greek islands. The Greek islands that are part of the historic Christian territories of the earth. The ancient Greek churches occupied these islands centuries ago. They've been part of the Christian world for the greater part of 2,000 years. Now, the Ottomans invaded them centuries ago. The Greeks eventually took them back from the Turkish invaders. But you go online and you just type in Turkey to invade Greek islands. You've got all these articles about why Turkey wants to invade. Turkey threatens to invade. Back in February of this year, The Express over in the UK had an article, "World War III, Turkish politician promises to invade Greece. Rival Turkish politicians want invasion of Greek islands." Why does Turkey want to take 18 Greek islands in the Aegean Sea? Now think about this. This would be a major aggressive action, a major act of aggression. Here we go. I'll just read this part. It says, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu declared that if he wins the country's election when Turks go to the polls next year, he will wage war against Greece to take over the islands after declaring Athens has, quote, no document to ownership over them. He stated he would, quote, invade and take over 18 Greek islands in the Aegean Sea, just as former Turkish PM Bülent Ecevit invaded Cyprus in 1974. End quote. Now, if you go and research the invasion of Cyprus back in 1974, this was a very aggressive act on the part of the Turks into a historically Christian part of the world, and the United States and other and Great Britain and so on did absolutely nothing about it. They did absolutely nothing about it. They just let it happen. And that is a point of controversy and animosity in Cyprus to this very day. And if you study what's going on, and in fact, there was an interview some time ago with a guy in Great Britain and England who was talking about how he had been born in Cyprus originally, and his family emigrated to the United Kingdom. And he said what happened in Cyprus was you had all of these Turks that moved there a little bit at a time. They emigrated there. Okay, and they set up their little Turkish communities. And the hostility increased among them and the Greek Christians until finally the Turks came and invaded and seized part of their island. And the Turkish soldiers came in. There were tens of thousands of people killed. And they ended up forcing a lot of the Greek Christians out of their home. And they basically carved out part of Cyprus for Turkey. They just took it, because they had the military strength to do it. And this is the kind of thing that the Ottoman Turkish Empire did for centuries to the Christian world. I mean, this is how Muslims got control of about half of Spain. They just invaded. They took as much territory as they could, and they carved it out, and they said, okay, this is going to be our part of Spain. And they kept it for more than 700 years. We need to realize in the Western world, our leaders need to realize, I hope and pray President Trump will recognize the danger, and he probably does recognize it, but the danger of giving advanced military technology to the Islamic world, it is not something we should do. In fact, it is something that I wish the Trump administration would work to reverse and diminish. We should make sure that they have very minimal technological military advancements, because right now all of their military capabilities, or much of them, most of them, are coming from the West. They're coming from historically Christian countries that are giving them this technology. And it reminds some of us of what happened with the fall of Constantinople. Constantinople fell because a Hungarian Catholic engineer from a historically Christian country provided the technology to the Sultan. And this led to the fall of Constantinople. It was Orban was his name. He was the engineer, and he was a cannoneer, and he had designed these giant cannons that nobody had ever seen before, and basically provided them to the Sultan, to the Turks, and the Turks took these giant cannons, and with them, they were able to blast down the walls of Constantinople that had withstood many attacks for more than 1,000 years. But now they had the technology to win. They had tried repeatedly to invade Constantinople unsuccessfully. Now, with better technology, they won. And so Constantinople is modern-day Istanbul. So the United States should not be actively providing military weaponry and advantages and things like this for the historic enemies of Christianity and the historic enemies of freedom. Now let's look at this story here from 2 Chronicles. This is the story of Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat, who was the king in Judah, he was a righteous man. And he served the Lord. And he was a God-fearing believer. And generally, he did the right thing. But in 2 Chronicles, this is where we read about how he made an alliance. He entered into an alliance with King Ahab. King Ahab, who was an evil king, and he was the king of the northern territory up in Israel, in what was known as Samaria at that time. And his wife was Jezebel, and they were idolaters. They worshiped Baal. They persecuted the prophets of God, the servants of the Lord, and they had the servants of the Lord put to death. And so Ahab was a wicked king. And Jehoshaphat enters into an alliance with him, and they go into battle together. God warns Jehoshaphat about it, but Jehoshaphat goes anyway. Then they begin to lose in the battle, and Jehoshaphat cries out to God, and God delivers him. He delivers him, and Jehoshaphat is able to return home in peace to Jerusalem. And we read in 2 Chronicles 19, 1, it says, "And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to see him and said to King Jehoshaphat, 'Shouldst thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord.'" Okay, so the prophet of God goes out and confronts him and says, "Should you help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord?" Obviously, Ahab was a wicked king. Why are you trying to help him out on the battlefield here? And to make his cause your cause, basically. Now, of course, then he goes on to say, which I think is very important for us as believers to comprehend, in verse 3, he says, "Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land and hast prepared thine heart to seek God." So, see, Jehoshaphat was a righteous man. He was not an unrighteous man, but he made a bad decision in entering into this alliance with King Ahab. It was a bad decision on his part. And he should not have been helping this ungodly, wicked king. Here's what Gill says in his exposition of the entire Bible. He says, "Shouldst thou help the ungodly, such a one as Ahab, an idolater, murderer, and persecutor, and love them that hate the Lord," he says, "his laws, worship, and ordinances as he had, intimating that he had done wrong by entering into alliance and affinity with him, by showing him friendship and assisting him in his war against the Syrians." Now let's look at a New Testament version of that, because on the one hand, yes, we are told by Christ to love our enemies, but remember, brethren, love your enemies is an Old Testament teaching. If your enemy hungers, feed him. If he thirsts, give him to drink, etc. It's one thing to extend charity to an enemy. It's something else to help them in an ungodly endeavor and to empower their ungodliness, which is basically what Jehoshaphat was doing by helping Ahab in this conflict. And that's essentially what America would be doing by giving Turkey, this anti-Christian enemy, giving them the power to prevail. They could turn and use those weapons against Christian people. That's the danger. All right, let's go to our commercial break. We will talk more when we come back right after this.
Christian Film Ministry, Adalam Films presents A Lamp in the Dark, the untold history of the Bible. Enter into a world of saints and martyrs battling spies, assassins, and wolves in sheep's clothing. A Lamp in the Dark unfolds the fascinating history, the Bible, and the lives of the saints who fought to preserve it. This exciting look into the times of valiant men of faith, such as John Wycliffe, William Tyndale, and Martin Luther, is a must-see for any follower of Christ. Filled with rich visual graphics and dramatic reenactments, A Lamp in the Dark is an epic documentary, a powerful witnessing tool for church and Bible study groups around the world. Share with your church, your family, and friends the untold history of the Bible today.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family because I had become concerned about what was happening in America, our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I also knew, living in Memphis on the New Madrin Fault, that there is the possibility of an earthquake. I also know that ice storms can cause the power to go out here, not to mention the threat of terrorism. There were many reasons. So I contacted the company Mountain House and asked if I could become a distributor of their product. I had some of their food when I was in high school on a couple camping trips, and it's really good. But now Worldview Weekend has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. We have one pack that's available. It's a bucket of food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 14 days for one person. Figure out how many are in your family. Figure out how many days you want to have food ready to be put into boiling hot water and have a good meal, and make your order. Now, again, you can order it from someone else, but if you order it from Worldview Weekend, we're not going to charge any shipping and handling. Free shipping and handling. Secondly, it's another way for us to generate revenue to underwrite the expenses of running Worldview Weekend, our radio and television ministry, and our free conference ministry. For more details, just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Noise of Thunder Radio.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we are talking about the situation with Turkey and providing advanced military hardware to the Turks, which many people believe is a bad idea. In fact, Nigel Farage over in the UK has spoken against the idea of having Turkey as part of NATO. And he does not trust the Turks. Nobody should trust the Turks. The Turks have been trying to get everything that they can get from the Western world, from the Christian world, in terms of money, technology, etc. But there's no question that they favor the jihadi worldview, and that if they have the opportunity to put a knife in the back of the Christian world that they are politely calling their allies at certain points, if they have that opportunity, they would take it in a hot minute. And the fact that Erdogan wants to reestablish the Ottoman Empire, there's no question about this. In fact, you just go online, type into Google, type in Erdogan wants to bring back Ottoman Empire. Then you've got, well, foreignpolicy.com, they've got an article, Turkey's new maps are reclaiming the Ottoman Empire. The Armenian Weekly says, quote, Erdogan admits that Turkey is the continuation of the Ottoman Empire. Then you've got an op-ed on military.com, Erdogan the Magnificent, Turkey's neo-Ottoman revival. Israel National News says, analysis, how Turkey is working to restore the Ottoman Empire. Then Consortium News says, quote, Turkey's Erdogan in the shadows of the Ottoman Empire. Now, where prophecy is concerned, remember, brethren, that this, all of this with Turkey could very well lead to. I mean, the Lord knows what's going to happen, but this could lead to, I've suspected and thought for quite some time that Turkey's aggression could lead to the Gog and Magog invasion that we find in Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39. If you read 38 and 39, it is the northern kingdom, the northern territory. Now, the popular teaching today is to say that this is Russia. However, if you study a map and you study the pre-20th century commentaries on the Northern Territory, the Northern Territory is that region known as Anatolia, which is modern-day Turkey. That is that Northern Territory. All right, but now going back to this issue of shouldst thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Let's look at a New Testament testimony on this in the second epistle of John. In verse 9, we read, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." So those who abide in the doctrine of Christ have both the Father and the Son. Islam does not have the Father and the Son. They deny that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and they're very adamant about that. They're very dogmatic. They will become very aggressive in their denial that Jesus is the Son of God. We have to remember that. It's not just them saying, well, we don't think so. No, they are very hostile toward the teaching that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And this is why they kill Christians and cut their heads off and so on, because they are that adamantly opposed to it. So he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Now, John obviously saying, receive them not into your house. Most commentators seem to agree that this is a reference to receiving them into the church, because the early church met in people's houses and so on. And so this is generally what's believed. You don't receive them into the church, and you don't let them come in there with their false antichrist doctrine, etc. How does that pertain to a Christian country forming an alliance with a Muslim country? Quite frankly, it should never happen. It should never happen. It's one thing to be friendly as you can to people who are willing to dwell peaceably. But to enter into an alliance with those who are specifically hostile to the gospel of Jesus Christ, I think is something that the United States should not do. It's something that we should withdraw ourselves from. We should not be in any sort of political or military alliance with Muslim countries that are being governed according to Islamic Sharia and Islamic teaching, especially where they do not permit the free preaching of the gospel. And Turkey does not permit the free preaching of the gospel. You cannot go and evangelize Turkish people and lead them to salvation. That is forbidden by law. And Christians are persecuted in Turkey to this day. I don't believe that we have any responsibility to help Turkey militarily. Thankfully, we've got members of Congress who are concerned about this business of giving them these F-35 fighter jets. So it says, Turkey received, this is back to the Front Page Mag article, says, quote, Turkey received its first two F-35 fighter jets on Thursday. The Muslim nation and NATO partner has ordered 100 of the aircraft. Lockheed Martin conducted a rollout ceremony at Fort Worth, Texas to commemorate the milestone. From there, the two jets will follow on to Luke Air Force Base in Arizona, where they will pair up with Turkish pilots and maintenance personnel for what a Pentagon spokesman described as flight academics. Then it says it could take more than a year before the planes are sent to Turkey. And the reason is because of the extensive training period Turkish pilots and support personnel will be required to undergo while in the United States. So here we are training. I mean, think about this. It takes a year to figure out how to fly one of these planes. And we're our country, we're going to sit there and teach these guys how to fly one of these planes. In other words, if left to themselves, they probably would not be able to figure out this technology. They wouldn't be able to figure it out. They wouldn't be able to design this plane on their own, much less, even if they found one of these planes, they probably couldn't learn how to fly it on their own. I mean, if it's going to take you a year to have people who have the knowledge of how to do it to teach you how to do it, I mean, this has got to be a complex process here to fly one of these planes and then to have the support crews with it and everything else. And here we are, our country is just handing them this technology, handing them this weaponry, and I really believe this is a mistake. We should not do it. And if you read the rest of this article, it goes on to say that, quote, much of the technology incorporated into the F-35 is top secret. Top secret. Goes on to say the transfer of sensitive technology to Turkey has rankled members of Congress who are disturbed by the unhinged actions and statements of its president, Erdogan. Senate lawmakers have sought to stop the sale, citing Turkey's unlawful detention of American pastor Andrew Brunson on trumped-up terrorism charges and Turkey's pending acquisition of Russian S-400 anti-aircraft missiles, which are not compatible with NATO platforms. The Senate is moving to block the sale. Hopefully, they will be successful. We should hope and pray they will be successful. We should not be cooperating with the Turks. All right, brethren, we are out of time. That is going to have to do it for us today. That is our show. We'll stop it there, but we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.